This is CICK News. What does truth and reconciliation look like to you? Now recognized as a National Day of Remembrance, September 30th has become a day to learn and to listen. I joined a procession of people in Whitsett to learn about the community's response to the drug overdose epidemic that has taken 54 lives in 7 years in the community. This is the voice of Community Councillor Warner Nazel on a chilly but bright day on Tuesday.
So what we plan on doing today is we have a march that we're going to do through the community. We're going to start here, work our way up. The subdivision is Joyce and Jamie's place. We'll stop in the corner there. We'll do a prayer circle and maybe some songs. We'll go in front of the apartment buildings. We're going to do a prayer there as well. And we're going to ask Doug and Sherry to lead the prayers. We're going to have drummers here. We're then going to move over to Laura's house where Warren passed away. And we're going to erect a cross there. His family is carrying the cross. They'll carry the cross to that site. We're going to erect the cross, set it up there. We'll do a prayer and words of support for the family who were left behind.
On September 30th, a gathering of nearly 100 people marched together to bring awareness to the effects of colonization on the generations following residential school survivors and family members.
Because a lot of people were hurt and damaged by drug abuse in the last 10 years in a whole neighborhood. So we're going to offer prayers for people in that neighborhood to heal from that. Because often, one of the big things that we struggle with in our community is paralysis. Paralysis from trauma. When we lose somebody from drug abuse, we almost don't know what to do. We're in shock. So this march today is to shake that shock off so we're not standing there in shock all the time because of the losses that we've experienced. We want to begin doing something. We can't stand here and be in shock our whole life. At some point, we have to get moving. We have to pray. We have to do activities to help the healing happen in our community. All of our families have struggled too long. Many of us, the people who passed away through the community, we're going to recognize them and we're going to offer healing to everybody who struggles with this.
Warner Nazel led the march and with a committee organized the sites that we would visit. The people walking and driving were elders, community counselors, chiefs, families who have lost loved ones to overdose or to drug-related deaths, children, aunties, uncles, and neighbors.
One of the reasons why we picked today to do the walk to address the drug crisis on Truth and Reconciliation Day is because I'm a frontline worker. I work in Hazleton, and I help a lot of people who are struggling with drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And every time I talk with my clients, I try and get to the root of the problem. Where did it all start? And often they'll talk about traumas that they've experienced in their life. Could be like really heavy traumas. They've experienced that in their lives. And the people who caused that trauma on them, I ask them to name them. And then ask them, where did they get that trauma from? Because it's not something that comes natural. They have to mention the next person that's in line. They said, oh, I had a grandpa or I had a great uncle who was really mean all the time. And he used to do stuff. My family always talked about it. Okay, where do you think he got it from? And it always goes back to any residential schools. Everybody who suffers from trauma in their communities, from drug abuse, the other kinds of trauma that we all know about, that all started from Indian residential schools. So we connected the two dots. The drug crisis that we're struggling with here today is as a result of what happened to our children in Indian residential schools. Some of those children survived and they brought back trauma. They brought back trauma that they learned. And they passed it down generation to generation. And that trauma is still very much alive in our community. So what we want to do is shine a light on a dark space, on a shadow that sits right over top of our community. We want to shine a bright light on that and expose it for what it is and learn to heal from it. So this is one of the big first steps that we want to do to address that. So I want to again thank everybody for coming out and joining on us and giving yourself an opportunity to heal, because we're all going to have an opportunity to heal today. Thank you.
Though the seriousness of the day was prevalent in the moments where we stopped and listened, children continued to play, and people held each other in acts of love and support. People would come out of their houses to wave and smile at us as we walked by, and the feeling of how close the community of Whitsett is what permeated the day. We walked through the streets of Whitsett in awareness, and as Chief Elgin, Pastor Doug, Sherry Warner, and other speakers professed, this is for the future of Whitsett's children. That is the sound of a metal cross being hammered by many people into the ground where Warren Morris died on the front lawn of his aunt's house last year. He was 35 years old. Family was encircled by the community to mourn and hopefully to begin healing together.
Love you, Warren.
Wish for Ruby in the family.
So the objective for this cross is for families to have a place to come and pray. You can work on making necklaces, you can come up with flowers, whatever it is you want. You can plant a little garden around it, but it's a place for the community, the neighborhood here, the family have a chance to come and let things go. We heard some of the family cry earlier when we got here, and it's so important. We have to heal from this. If that healing requires us to cry, if it requires us to talk about really hard things, then that's what we should be doing to heal. So this place is the first one that we're recognizing now. We want to do many marches in the future to recognize other places, because a lot of people pass away in this community from drug abuse and the drug crisis and their addiction. And we want to recognize them as well. So Warren is one of the freshest memories that we have. A lot of people are impacted by his loss. I'm impacted by his loss. I was really good friends with his late dad. So I think it's such an important thing to have a place where we can come and pray, where we can offer prayers, to comfort Laura, because her nephew passed away in her yard. He was on his way home to see his mom, and he only made it this far. So it's a place where we can offer prayers for the whole family. There's a lot of people that Warren left behind. His good friends. He has so many good friends. We're all left behind. So it's a place, I think it's important to recognize the fact that we have a beautiful opportunity to just offer prayers now. Come by and drop some flowers off. Even just come by and lay some medicine down or some tobacco down. And just say a few words for the family. The energy that comes from prayers is powerful. A lot of us know just how powerful that is. It's incredibly powerful. So if we can do that for the family and come here and offer prayers once in a while, even if you're coming back from a walk or coming back for a ride, pull over. Come over and just offer prayers. Say some prayers for the neighborhood. There's lots of kids that live here. Let's pray for their safety. Let's pray for the elders who are left behind, puzzled, because We're not supposed to be burying our young. But here we are.
Masai to Warner Nizel, Matt Anderson, the families of Warren Morris and Draper Poirier, and to Charmaine Nicol for making this recording possible. And Masai to the community of Wetset for doing the work to face the challenges in their community and ensuring a safe and healthy future for their next generation.